Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the November edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am psychic medium Kevin Baird, and it is November 2nd, 2012. I want to thank you guys for being here. Just another day in paradise, and my prayers, thoughts, hopes, and wishes go out to everybody in the East, and hope you have a quick and safe recovery from the Hurricane Sandy. Sandy came in like a crazy girl, like she was ready for the holidays, and boy, did she move in. So I just want to let everybody know that, you know, calamities and bad things that happen really upset the order of things, and they bring about change in places to where it's been too, you know, locked into the same thing over and over and over again. Calamity and destruction and all that is really bad, but it also promotes change and growth and getting alongness. You know, like people are forced to talk to their neighbors whenever there are crazy times like snowstorms and everybody's snowed into their homes. The neighbors come out and start shoveling. Depends on the neighborhood you live in, I guess. But if you're out in the country or out in a place that's rural and you don't have snow plows that come by right away because it's in a snow emergency route or anything, then it's up to you and the gang that lives in your neighborhood to sort of like dig yourselves out, and you have a chance to get caught up on what everybody else is doing, maybe share some hot cocoa, that kind of thing. So my heart goes out. My prayers go to you guys that are in the East, but now you're in a place to where you get to do something new and you know, reinvent the wheel again. It's always good to get out and do something new, and sometimes the universe and Mother Nature sort of forces us to do that. So you guys hang in there, and we're with you. So I'm doing readings tonight just because it's been a while that I've been away, because I relocated from D.C. and then spent 2 months in Ohio, and now I'm here in Southern Illinois. All kinds of crazy things that are going on. My grandmother and my dad all passed within a 2 or 3 week period, and I've really come home to sort of like help the family and the order of things and that kind of stuff without going into a lot of detail. But things are a little balanced out now. You know, we've got that absence. It feels like, you know, the moon has been removed from the sky with my dad gone, my grandmother gone. Now I sort of like just have to cope with the night sky. The stars are there, and they're doing the best they can to illuminate my path at night in darkness, and I am coping. So I want to bring on the first caller here. Looks like area code 805. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, yes, and my condolences to you.
Thank you.
For your grandmother and father. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, what'd you say?
I was going to say that my grandmother was 101 and my dad was 73 when he passed. Sort of a
101. Wow, that's amazing, huh?
Yeah, she lived a while. But the second one,
related?
We weren't expecting. They were.
Was that, mother was the mom
son.
Of your dad?
Yeah.
And who went first?
My mom, or his mom, my grandmother.
Oh, wow. That's, okay.
Yeah, but I got to be there.
On her.
Yeah, I got to be there in the hospital room in my dad's last moments. And it was quite an experience. Being someone who's been studying the spiritual world for a while, to have someone that's close to you and that they know you really well and that they don't want to say goodbye, was very, you know, moving and really educational in the sense of me understanding what it's like to be a human and then what it's like to transition from the spiritual, or like from, you know, us here in the physical with eyes, then to then transition into the world of the spiritual. Just real quick, while my dad was laying in the bed, what had happened is that he was taking Coumadin and that he had fallen and he didn't tell anybody, and that he ended up with like a brain bleed, and that it just ended up taking over his mind and everything, and that when we found him, he was pretty much already gone. And, well, it's my family who found him. They got him to the hospital, and then I was able to get to St. Louis, Missouri, to where they had him. But the thing is while he was in the hospital bed, his body was moving around as if he just wanted to get up and go out and do something. But the doctor said that there was nothing upstairs because the brain bleed had just really destroyed all of his brain, so he really didn't have any kind of like awareness or cognizance or anything of us there. But the thing is that we, you know, thought about it and talked about it, and that he had it in his will that he did not want, you know, he had a do not resuscitate order, and he did not want to be left as a vegetable. So we went ahead and we took him off of the life support system, and that he was lasting, you know, still strong, still kicking the bed, kicking the covers off and everything, even though the doctor was saying that he didn't have anything upstairs. And what was interesting is that every time that he moved, I would tell him that I love you, Dad, and that, you know, it's okay if you want to go on and that kind of stuff. And there was a couple of times to where he was really moving, and I said, I love you, Dad, I love you, Dad. And his body tried to, like, lurch up a little bit and turn to me on the side of the bed that I was on. So even though that he didn't have a mind there, part of his soul was still connected to his bones, I would say. And that's where the silver cord comes in. Have you ever heard of the silver cord?
I have.
I think he still had a silver cord connection to his bones, and so long as his body was living, then the silver cord is maintained. So he tried to look at me. I feel like he did, and we were sort of worried that maybe we should not have taken him off life support, but the doctors were like, no, you know, there's nothing that's there. And then right as he passed, or his body expired, I guess, I saw a distortion fly through the air like an orb, but it was midday. But I was able to see like a crystal ball fly through the air, cross over him, and it was heading towards the window. And he passed. He took his last breath. So I'm letting you know, and everybody else that's listening, that we hold on to our bones until there's no life left in the body, and that's our bond to the planet, I guess, if you will. So our roots are our bones. So we listen to the world through the vibrations that come through our bones and our skin, but also our mind works with our soul as well. It's like a second tool. But anyway, Donna, thanks for calling. How can I help you? What's going on?
Well, not too much, actually. I'm just, you know, I'm not working because I'm on disability, and I just been staying home too much. And but, you know, I win things. I go on trips, and, like, I won a car, and then I sold it, and I went to Ireland for 3 months, and I went to Italy, and that was fun. And now I'm going to go to Vegas for 7 days over the Christmas holiday with my brother and his friends. They have comped rooms and stuff, so that'll be fun. But
yeah,
I just would like to know if someone's going to be coming into my life, and, you know, how it's going to look for me.
Well, I've drawn, what's interesting is I've drawn the 1010 card. I don't know if you're able to get over to my website. You can Google me, Psychic Medium Kevin Baird, or just go to templeofgaia.com, that's G-A-I-A, and click on the Horizon Oracle card right there. It's a little picture of a drawn image, and if you can go and find the 10-10 card. The 10-10 card, and it's also reversed. It's the hang on card, hang in there. It shows an image of a leaf, and a bug is clinging to the leaf. And the bug thought it had the whole tree to its, you know, content for munching and eating, and that it was set for a good while, and then the wind comes along and sends it flying, and then the bug, all it has is lunch, which is what it's holding on to, and it's flying through the air. This card is reversed. It's facing away from us here in this reading, and that's talking about how there's going to be someone coming in to the situation when you go out there to Las Vegas, and that this friend is going to be someone who's going to be sort of like maybe gambling with you or doing something that's very competitive, or are they going to win, are they going to win kind of stuff, and that there's a bond that's going to happen, that it looks like you guys are going to have lunch together even as well. So you're going to pick up a friend, a friendship, a companionship maybe or something, and it will feel sort of like a soulmate, because I'm also looking at the 12 o'clock card, and it's the title for this card is Frontier, and it shows someone who is barbecuing a hot dog over an open fire, like somewhere out in the desert or something. But for me, I've been working with these images for a while, and I interpret this as you having lunch in between the activities that you're going to be doing, and just, you know, thinking about this frontier that you're on and what you're going to be doing. This card is facing you. So this is saying that you're on a new frontier, you're going to be doing something, and that you're sort of like surviving with what you have with you. And here in this case, it shows the person that has a fork with a hot dog on the end of it. It looks like you're going to start some kind of new thing, new connection or something that will open up a whole new world of possibilities for you out there. So this looks like a good thing that you're going to be doing, and it will be somehow connected to this person that will sort of feel like they're right on the edge of winning like trillions of dollars or something. It will feel like that in the air, and it looks like it's going to be a great time.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm excited about that.
Yep, and that's what I have for you.
I'm getting kind of bored, sort of. You know, can I ask another quick little question?
Sure.
Do you mind? Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a friend back east. He's 89. We've been friends for 25 years, and he was a friend of a friend, and he said he'd like to leave me in his will, and I'm very grateful for that. And I told him if he ever needed help, if he got older, I'd be there to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he has people there back east, and I don't know, like somebody stole something, and then another person he made executor, and then she sold the house and kept the money, and so he doesn't trust people that much. He has a sister, 94 years old, and I called her up and one of his friends drove her to Canada, where she's living now, and she mistook me for being part friends with these people, and I don't even know them. And she started yelling at me, and she called the police and said, you know, do you have anything to do with these people? And I said, no, I've never even met them. Well, now my friend's being a little cold to me, which I don't understand, because I've only loved him for 25 years and have been a very good friend. Will this subside? Will he, you know, come back to his senses and realize that, you know, I was innocent in all of this?
He's working through some obsessions. If he can work through that, then yes. Because I'm looking at the 718 card, and this is something that he feels like some pieces were lost to some things that he thought that were solid and secure. And the other card that I've drawn in that situation is the 217 card, boundaries, and it shows people on two sides of a wall. This is something that could take him to his last days. So if there's something that you can do about going and visiting him or something, then I recommend that.
I could do that. I could go out and visit him, just pop in and visit him.
Do that, and you'll be glad
just
you did.
Unexpectedly? Just unexpectedly go?
Yep, and be ready to be in a hotel just in case it gets a little crazy. But he feels like if you look at the boundaries card, he's on one side and that the other people are on the other side. They're sort of on the fence. Haven't crossed the wall yet, that kind of thing. He feels like he's alone and that he can't trust anybody. Like anyone that has a voice and is talking to his ears, he doesn't want to talk to. So giving him an image that he can look at or a hug or something could change the whole thing.
Oh, jeez. All right, I'll plan on doing that in February. February be all right to go out there?
Sure, absolutely.
It's a little warmer then.
Yeah. Go with that.
I'll go out in February. I'll just go and stay in a hotel for 2 nights and visit them.
Good. All right, Donna, good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Call me back.
Sorry,
let me know what happens.
About your dad. Thank you a lot. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 313. Are you there? Area code 313. Are you listening? Area code 313. Hello, hello. Are you with us? Okay, I'm going to go to area code 303. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Area code 303. How are you?
I'm fine. My condolences on the two deaths you had recently.
It got me back home. I've been away for 30 years, and now I'm back.
My question is...
and your name?
I'm sorry. Allison, and I'm looking for work.
Okay, let's have a look at that. Okay, very interesting. All right, I'm looking at the 941 card, and did you get where you can go to my website and click on the Horizon Oracle?
I was over there on your website earlier, but I'll go back and look at it after.
Okay,
you can.
It's the 941 card reversed, and it's the 744 card reversed. And the 941 card is the repercussions card. And it shows someone looking at a big crack in the sky. And the Northeast here in the U.S. has experienced that happening. Big crack in the sky that came along and sucked away a lot of things. And then with the 744 card facing away from us here is the profession. And you called wanting to know about career and that kind of stuff, and it has shown up for you. So where are you located, Allison?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, there is something connected to an event that's happened in the sky that's going to be a profession opportunity for you.
Now, I can't even begin, unless it's a UFO landing in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
sure, I hear you.
I can't even imagine what that might be.
Well, it can be also related to you supporting some effort to help with the devastation that's happened in the Northeast.
No, I'm not going to be going over to that side of the country or doing anything involved with that at all. That's not.
But it
not
can
in the
happen
cards.
From. It can happen from where you are.
I honestly just have to be forthright. It's not going to happen. It's not.
Okay.
It's not where I'm.
Never say never. Never say never. These two are coming up. Go ahead and keep these notes with you. I'll draw two more cards just to get a little more detail, but hold on to the 941 and hold on to the 744. Watch for that. You will be, surprised. I promise you. I've had people tell me, no, there's no way, and then boom, it happens within like the next 90 days, 90 seconds, that kind of stuff. So just stay tuned for that. The next cards that I have for you, just real quick, is the 328 card, and that's facing us here in this reading, so it's about you. And then the 443 card, and it's the title for this one is Recognition, and the 328 card is about listening, and it shows an individual who's sort of like in a meditative state to where he's trying to communicate with a part of nature that feels like there's a message there for him or her, but she's not really sure what the message is. And then the recognition card. So these two images working together talk about you sort of like using your intuition or your ability to see something that needs to be done and sort of working with it, and that you're going to be recognized for it, and that it could be volunteer stuff where you could find yourself just helping out a friend, but then you happen upon someone who says, I like what you're doing, and I have a ton of that kind of work that I need to have done. Are you working right now? So that one, the second card there is 443. So if Yeah, if something comes up to where someone asks you to help just as a volunteer kind of thing, go and do that, because it will give you networking potentials and opportunity that could turn into something very fruitful for you.
Well, that'll be interesting, because I need to find work in about a week.
Okay. It could happen this weekend. It could happen tomorrow or Sunday. Or really an hour from now. I've done readings for people to where they've gotten a phone call right after they've got up from sitting with me. If you see what I'm saying. So
okay.
Stay tuned with that and trust that.
Okay. I'll make sure to go over to your website too and take a look at these cards.
Okay, Allison.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 313, are you there? Hello? Trying you again. Okay, how about area code 609, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, and your name?
Hi, Desiree, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Desiree. Okay, how can I help you?
Will my financial situation get better and the problem with my house?
Let's look. Okay, the first card that's up is the 716 card, and it's reversed, and the 544 card, and it's reversed. The 716 card title is Deja Vu, and that talks about dreams becoming a reality kind of thing. And what you're worried about, now what was it again?
My financial situation,
mm-hmm.
and the bank screwed up something with my payments. So it was their
okay.
mistake, but I was wondering if it's going to resolve itself.
Yes, someone else. Is like there is a like they confuse your number with somebody else's, like they got transposed or something, and that it was just a temporary fleeting kind of thing, but someone else is feeling like they've hit pay dirt or that they've done really well, but it's going to end up flipping around for them. But this talks about someone else around you who is going to be very successful at something. Because the deja vu card is facing away from us in this reading, it talks about someone dreaming or hoping for something and then seeing it happen the next day. Are you working with someone who is regretful about this bad thing that's happened to you financially?
Yeah, that would be my son. And his hours were cut, plus we were in the eye of the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
so he couldn't work
Bless
for
your
like
heart.
A week. We couldn't work for a week. I mean, Atlantic City, we got hit and hit bad. So
Lord.
There was, you know, he doesn't get paid, and there was, you know, so now, and he helps me out financially, and everything's just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just have to trust that it's going to work out. And you're in a place right now, because looking at the 544 card reversed, to where you're working with people who have their head not exactly attached to their body, you know, in a sensical kind of fashion, to where they don't have their sense, their smarts, that kind of stuff. You're in this place to where change really needs to happen. So a lot of things are going to get suspended, where authorities would come in and say, oh, your violation here, your violation there. So trust that this will all work itself out. Breathe easy, even though it feels like high drama and people come to you and say, oh, Lord, what are you going to do? What are you going to do kind of thing?
Yeah.
Just breathe easy and know that it's going to work out. And do your prayers, whether it's to the Mother Mary, to Gaia, to Buddha, to Allah, whatever. Or even your grandmother, you know, your father even as well, because we have relatives who are working with us in spirit trying to make positive things happen to us also, or happen for us also. See? So just say, Dad, if he's passed, like, I really need your help with this. I need to feel comfortable about this. Don't ask them to fix it. Just say, I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now. And then let them come up with the solution of how they're
right.
going to help you feel more comfortable.
So
say, that for me.
Dad, I want to feel more comfortable with my situation.
Yeah. And then just say, I want to feel more comfortable than what I am right now.
Than what I am right now. So
yes.
you see everything going haywire before it gets better.
Yes. But the thing is that you'll just be a fly on the wall. It won't impact you significantly, and that you will just be a bystander who's watching all this stuff happen, but you'll be fine.
Now, with my son, will he get his hours back, and will his work resume pretty soon?
Yes, because I'm looking at the 844 card. And it talks about satellites, and it really talks about the impact of the situation that's happened. If you look at the image, or you can go and look at it later, it shows someone in the center and that there are ripples that are cascading outward from the center. And this really talks about things that have to be getting going in motion before they can start coming back with resolution and solution. And part of that is getting past next Tuesday, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
So I would say go have yourself a hamburger or a hot dog if you can, or just make yourself a cold meat sandwich or something. Find a candle.
I'm
going to
have a drink.
Oh, there you go.
After this
Do
reading.
That.
I'm going to have a stiff one just for one.
Okay, good. But the thing is that I have to tell it like I see it. Like me to tell you that you're going to win the lottery tomorrow or that someone's going to come in and rescue you or whatever isn't normal. It's like, how can I tell you that when you know that that's not going to be something that will happen? But with the last caller, I was telling her about something that's going to happen that's related to what has happened in the sky or is about to happen. It's connected
right.
to a profession coming up for her. And then she's like, there's no way that can happen. I've had so many people over like the 10, 15 years that I've been reading professionally that they're like, there's no way. And then they come back in the next week and say, oh, my God, I have to tell you. When I told you no, I should have listened. So this is letting me let you know that the ripples have to happen before the backflow of opportunity and positive opportunities and options can start flowing and turning into something very positive. So I see for your son, his time doubling up. They just have to get whoever he's connected to financially or job-wise or whatever, had to get themselves reorganized before they can start getting back out there again and getting full on with what they did for business, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
All right, Desiree, so hang in there.
I will, and
remember,
thank you.
I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now.
I'll say it. Thank you.
Make sure you write it down. It'll help you.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Blessings.
Blessings
Bless
to you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 858. Are you there? Area code 858. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Shauna.
Shauna?
I have a question for you. Shauna,
mm-hmm.
yeah. There is a man, kind of special friend to me. He got very distant and he doesn't communicate with me at all. I didn't hear from him in a while. Do you see that? That he will come back into my life, there will be communication and friendship, but maybe romantic attraction, or he is done with me.
Have you seen him recently?
No, I haven't seen him for a while, but last time we communicated about 4 weeks ago in the email.
Okay. It looks like he has been kicked out of where he is.
What
Either
does that mean?
Like he... either lost his, like, where he lives, or he lost his job or something, or...
Okay,
I'm
I can tell you that he lived somewhere temporary because he is building his house, So it probably was renting a place or something, but he's, mm-hmm. he's building a house, so it may take another few months.
Okay. Well, there's that. And so I'm looking at the 9/11 card, and it talks about out, and then it shows someone who's being tossed out on their bum from some place that they thought that they were very secure with. So
you mean like rent situation or family situation?
One of those.
Hmm.
And it's something connected to a past life for him, because I'm looking at the 359 card. And then you can go back and look at the images off of my website, templeofgaia.com, or you can just Google psychic medium Kevin Baird and find me that way. And just click on the Horizon Oracle card.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a past life. So there's a past lives thing that's happening. And also, I'm also looking at the 3 o'clock card, and the title for this card is Understand. And it shows someone who's trying to talk to somebody else and that they're just not getting it. They're not getting through. I think that you're okay with this guy. You're breaking up. So let me just say that give it another month and then try to connect with him, because it looks like he's in a situation that he can't see straight, that no one's listening to him, he's trying to fix the problem, and that he's not getting it resolved, and that whenever you try to communicate with him, that it just gets caught up in the minutia of like all the emails and phone calls that he's getting. He probably does care very much to communicate with you, but he's just so busy. So give it another month if you want.
He communicated with me, but he sent me a hurtful email. It's not that about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was kind of hurtful email. I didn't want even to respond to that email. So I thought
he could have been drinking.
That he's walking away or something.
He could have been drinking.
So you see a future for us? Or what do you think?
I do, because I'm looking at the 1101 card, and it's like, it's the first. The title for this is First, and that it talks about like a new growth or a new sprout. You know, it's almost like you feel like it's beginning again.
Because we do have a past life connection. I feel this also, because he's been special in my life
mm-hmm.
for a while. But I don't
yes,
know if there will be any romantic future for us based on this situation. Mm-hmm.
I would say give him silence for a month, and he will be back.
He will be back, and so you think things will develop, or it will be like this in a month or so?
He will come back probably on his knees apologizing.
Mm. Okay.
Trust that.
Okay. And one more thing, I also applied to a company for a full-time job. I'm not sure if they have vacancy now, or they may have vacancy in spring and then a winter. Do you
did you put a resume there, or did you just do application?
Yeah. It's not just resume. It's a very difficult process. You send one or two applications. You fill out long questionnaire. You answer questions. You submit resume. It was like a whole bunch of papers, that like a whole file online that they asked to submit. And then they will decide if they will ask for interview, or I don't know. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a long
I have to tell
process.
You yes. I have to tell you yes, because I'm looking at the 745 card, and the title for this card is Talent. So they will recognize something in your resume or whatever the information that you gave them that they will
mm-hmm.
find valuable. So know that it will be okay. And I'm also looking at the 215 card, and the title for this card is Permission. And it shows someone being given a certificate, authorization, license, or contract.
Oh, so that means that they may hire me, because last year I went to a similar company to several interviews. Actually, I was on their short list, but I was not hired. The competition was huge, like 100 people on one position. So that's why I just put this resume and application, hopefully. I have a lot of qualifications
there
looking for. But
like, watch for the name. Is first name or last name is like Simmons. Or sounds like Simmons? S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Okay. So this person may either hire me or may interview me? Okay.
Yes.
And do you know how soon it can happen?
It can happen tomorrow. Like, I read for, like, the next 90 seconds to, like, 90 days out. But I would
That's
say give it till Monday.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to ask you, so all your readings, they are maximum 90 days, right? You don't read, like, for the whole year or for 6 months?
How would you eat if I told you that you're going to get a job in a year?
Some people say something like you may have it in 2 years.
No,
so I was
no. Okay, those readings I don't feel have any value. Like, oh, you're going to win the lottery in 15 years. Meanwhile, you know, go and buy some bread or something. No.
I
read
understand.
For what
understand
we can use
what
now.
You mean, I agree with you. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yep.
It was a very nice reading. I will keep you updated. I looked at your website. Actually.
Yep.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have good hopes. Thank you so much again. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 954. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Kevin. This is Anna, and I want to express my sympathy for your losses.
Thank you.
And also, my heart goes out to all the people who are struggling through the storm from Florida. So I've been through some myself. I know what it feels like. My situation is right now I have a health issue that has been dragging on and getting shifted around, and I'm going to see a specialist next week. I wonder if you see this getting resolved.
All right. I'm looking at the 1019 card, and the card for this is puzzles. I don't know if you're at my website and that you can see that image, but it shows someone with a lot of thought bubbles around them thinking about this and that and this and that. It also is being accompanied by the other card, the leading card associated with the time, 1103, and it shows someone wearing a hat, and that this talks about some kind of promotion or some kind of leadership thing, situation, opportunity that would be coming in. The thing that you're going through with the health stuff, I refer to, you know, health situations, whether it's, you know, like someone who was terminal, like my dad who passed away when he was in the hospital. I met a whole bunch of people as a part of that process. I'm not saying that you're going to pass away or anything, but I'm saying that as you go through the process of, like, trying to get yourself healed, you're on a journey that takes you to meeting so many different people in different places. And think about the possibility of destiny planning a map for you and the drive or the push for you to be on that journey as you're trying to resolve your health issue, and that your health issue will be resolved when you finally meet the person that you are supposed to meet. And it can be a doctor, or it can be like the wife of a doctor or something like that, that's able to heal you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, are you any time frame of the resolution?
It has to do with how active you are with following through with the appointments and going to the places and destinations, that kind of stuff. You'll have a soulmate kind of feel to the impact of this experience, and that there's the name like Eunice or Ulysses or something, or Unison or something like that. Like, yeah, the first thing that I was getting was like Eunice, Universal, Ulysses.
Like a doctor's name or a company name, or
it's one of those. It could be the name of somebody that you're talking to, let's say in a cafeteria or somewhere, that needs to hear a very kind word or a specific, you know, phrase of information that you just happen to have the answer for them, or the connection for them or something, and then right after you meet the doctor that you're supposed to meet, and you become healed.
So you don't pick a great time frame.
It's like if you look at like cancer, you know, that's something that can be terminal or can be something that goes into remission and stays in remission. But if you look at the person who has the cancer that's in remission and has been in remission for like 30 years kind of stuff, they had a connection somewhere that transformed their life.
Uh-huh.
If you talk to them about how they feel about life now as opposed to what it was before, they had a transition of appreciation from before and to the after as well. I'm helping you with this because you'll have a soulmate kind of connection that's almost like, gosh, I feel like I know you, and then you have this strong bond connection with a stranger first time you meet them that will make you feel like you had a wave of transformation pass over you and that you feel like it was like some kind of divine kind of connection. You've had those to where you just meet someone who's absolutely wonderful and you wish you could spend more time with them. You have another one of those coming up.
So you do see it eventually getting resolved then?
I do. But stay
diligent. Go ahead. Were you going to say something else?
Yeah, just stay persevered. Stay diligent.
Yes, I am. I'm really giving it a lot of energy to stay on the path until it's resolved, not letting it go.
Good.
Real quickly, the other situation going on, do you see my finances improving anytime soon? It's been quite a struggle for a while.
It will, I would say that you'll see it go on for at least 2 months the way that you have known it, but you have a trip to the mountains coming. And did you say that you're in the east?
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. Okay. And that there's something that's connected to the mountains, and I would say it looks like North Carolina or South Carolina connection for you, if not what Eastern Kentucky area or something. You have some kind of connection.
Will I
be
going there with another person?
Yes.
Is it the gentleman?
Or you'll be invited to go there and to go along with them, or that they would come and get you or something like that.
Oh,
and it will be, it's the 316 card and the 1246 card. And I think that it's going to be very soon because I'm also looking at the 319 card, and that's a card about storms, and that's just happened. So you could hear about it within a week.
In a week? And does this have some bearing on my finances, or is that a separate agenda?
It is a 1-2 kind of punch. You go to the Eastern South Carolina area, North Carolina area, somewhere in that corner. Now, there's also something about... like in the area of like a town that's named after like a turtle or a duck. Like, I don't know if there's a famous turtle in Hollywood or if there's a famous duck that's in Hollywood, but there's a duck or a turtle connection with it as well. Not really sure what that is.
Like,
I don't have a map
like
in front.
An old duck or something like a name. Like, I don't know anybody, but Donald Duck or Mountain Turtle.
Watch for the name Duck or Turtle that's connected
connected with the place.
Yes. Like, have you ever heard of MR Ducks?
No.
Okay. Because that's a place in Atlantic City up in, Ocean City up in Maryland.
I used to live there, Ocean City, Maryland, but I'm not familiar with that place.
Okay. It's right on the boardwalk.
Oh. Yeah, I lived in...
But that was like a million years ago.
Yeah, that's when I was there about a million years ago. I lived and worked there briefly one summer.
Yeah. All right, so that's what you have. You got the notes. Watch for that to happen. It should be a good time.
The finances are going to improve in about 2 months.
Yes. I would say probably starting with the new year, like right around inauguration.
Oh, wonderful. And then it will be steadily increasing or just a little?
It will hit you in a lump.
Oh.
And then you can decide how you will continue from there.
Oh, because I have put in for something that I filed, if I'm eligible, waiting to see if I qualify.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that it would be a lump. It would be a lump of some fashion or something, whatever that means. But we got the duck, the turtle, and the lump.
That's pretty wild. Well, it's something to look forward to. This will just be a quick trip to the mountains. I do know somebody who visits in that area with their family, so I don't know whether there's a connection or not.
Okay. All right, Anna. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care, Kevin.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 510. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good. And what is your name?
My name is Tasha.
Hello, Tasha. How can I help you?
I wanted a mediumship reading because I had saw a spirit yesterday. Like early in the morning, around 3 or 4, and I was sleeping first, but then I felt somebody poking at my stomach, and then when I looked up, I saw a spirit, but I don't know who was it. I'm trying to figure out who was it and what they were trying to tell me.
Okay, let's see. That, and you live in your own house?
Yeah, I live in an apartment with my kids and my church's father.
Okay. It looks like they're trying to tell you about there's something wrong with one of the appliances in the house. Like it could be the microwave, it could be the refrigerator, the TV, or a lamp or something. Because I'm looking at the 759 card, and it's about networking, but it can also be about electrical wires. So they're saying that there's something that's wrong. And that it could be like too many of those wires plugged into a single outlet or something. Just all you have to do is go up and feel to see if there's one that feels really hot, and that you need to rearrange those wires.
Okay, so I got to call the maintenance man to look at the wires in the apartment building.
Yeah, because it could be, what I'm seeing is that it's where the TV and the VCR plug in. Do you have a video game thing, too?
Yeah. I have a VCR in my room.
Okay. Well, it has something to do with where everything all plugs into that same outlet.
Okay, so they must be talking about downstairs.
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And I would say take care of that as soon as you can, like, you know, first thing in the morning kind of thing when it's daylight and that you can look around. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, Tasha?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay,
area code 612. How can I help you? Area code 612. See, let's try that again. Area code 612.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi. My name is Jordana, and I am calling. I have a question about a relationship in my life.
Okay.
We're not in a relationship yet, but we've kind of established that we have the same feelings, so I'm really just wondering where that's going.
Wow. Okay. Okay, very significant. Do you have pen and paper?
I do, yes.
Okay, so the first card that I've drawn for you is the 118 card, and that's the title for that card is Began. And you saw where you can go to my website and look up the definitions and see what the images are?
Yeah, I was there earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the next card is the 203 card.
Okay.
The next card is the 440 card.
Okay.
And the last card here is the 833 card.
Okay.
Now, is the place where you live older than 20 years?
Like, have I been here for more than 20 years? Is that what you're asking?
No, is the house that you live in?
No, it's not. I actually just bought a new house.
Okay, so it's brand new built?
No, it was built in 2009.
Okay. There is something that's going on with some old house that's connected with you, and something that's not finished. Because if the 203 card in the reversed position talks about somebody who is very haunted about something that they can't finish anymore. Or they
could have been... Well, I just moved, like, literally, like, a few days ago.
Okay.
So, and prior to that, I was living in my great-great-grandfather's house. Could it have been that?
Yes.
Okay.
And right beside that card that I'm looking at is the 833 card, houses.
Okay.
And it's you looking at that house with all the memories in it.
Yeah, my parents just got a divorce. And
wow.
That was the house that I grew up in.
And then we're looking at the 440 card, which is the burdens card. And that talks about dragging things along with you that will not be staying where they were.
Okay.
And then with the first card was the 118 in the reverse position. That's talking about this person that you were wanting to connect with is beginning something brand new because of how they have met you. So it looks
that
like
that makes
you guys...
sense. Yeah, I'm setting him up with a few new jobs. So that makes
okay.
sense.
So it looks very good to me. But the thing is that whoever the relative is that was tied to that house over there is way ticked off. Do you have any... Do you have any desk furniture or anything like that from the house?
No, I didn't take anything.
Okay. It looks like you're going to end up with a piece of writing furniture, whether it's a desk, a table, a coffee table, or something. That needs to be treated as a sanctuary. So don't let people put their feet on it. Treat it with respect.
Okay.
And you could,
I can do that.
Yeah, like, you know, like after the divorce happens or something and that they just start casting things to the wind or whatever. Did you know any of the grandparents that lived in that house?
Well, my grandfather was raised in the house, but then he obviously had his own house with his wife. So I knew him. Mm-hmm. I was really close to him. He was like father to me.
Yeah. It looks like you got good stuff happening for you, but you got a lot of spiritual drama that's going to be happening, haunted things happening, people feeling creeped out about places, situations, things, that kind of thing. All you can do is just say, Granddad, we're sorry, we don't know how to fix it, and that we can't undo it. And you just have to keep saying that over and over and over again.
Okay. I can do that. Where do you see things going with me and this guy?
People could end up reading about you in the newspaper. I'm looking at 310 News, NEWS.
About me?
Or the both of you.
Oh, well, I'm getting into the entertainment industry. I guess that could be it.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he would go with you.
Oh, he would go with me.
Yes. So there would be a photo of you with him, maybe on the red carpet or, you know, Broadway or something.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm starting to go to a lot of different events in LA to, you know, network with other people. So that makes sense. So with that being said, does that mean he's going to eventually take a step? Because I know, like right now he says he just doesn't want to commit.
Yeah, he will definitely, the commit thing will happen. You don't have anything to worry about in that sense at all.
Okay, and I know. Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, good. Well, as far as, I guess, my grandfather, I'll just have to, you know, keep talking to him and treat whatever piece of furniture I'm going to end up having, you know, very, very special. There's a desk that it was like an old sewing table machine, and I can have it if I want. I just haven't really decided.
Okay. Well, I would say consider that because I've also drawn the 837 card, and it's the fertility card. And that shows a baby carriage on it. So
what does that mean?
this could be a highlight.
Does this mean I would be having a kid sometime in the future?
Yes.
Okay. Like how is that only like 90 days in the future?
No. Sometimes I get out, depending on the age of the person. Depending on the age of the person, like if they're starting a brand new career, I can look out 10 years, 20 years, that kind of stuff. I've read for an 8-year-old to where I could see out into their 20s and their 30s kind of stuff on the things that they would consider focusing on. I've also read for people who are 80. And Kevin, I'm 80 years old. What kind of a reading can you give me? What kind of future can you tell me that I have coming? And I had stuff for her, and she was moved by it. So, you know, so long as you're alive, you have a future.
So, that's true. I am very much alive. So does that mean that fertility card, does that go with the guy that I'm talking about, or no, it was a different card?
I have to say it does.
Okay.
And it's also connected with the sewing table and your grandfather as well. So it looks to me like your first child is going to be a boy.
That's what I've wanted. I want to name my first child after him, if I can.
And the name Nathan or Nathaniel or something, Nate, is very strong. So
it is.
It's either.
Okay.
What?
I said it is. I like that name. It's a pretty name.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. It looks like we have Mary Lou up next. Mary Lou, are you there? I'm trying to turn on your microphone. Mary Lou. Mary Lou, are you there?
I am. Hi. Thanks.
How can I help you?
I would like to ask about my love life.
Okay. All right, let's have a quick peek. Okay, so are you in a relationship now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that fits with the card that I'm looking at. It's the empty card associated with the time 441. It's sort of comical a little bit. But the next card that's up is the 740 card, and the card for this one, or the title for this card, is Introspection. The next card up is the 307 card, the Discovery. So this one is facing you. And then the 10 o'clock card. And the title for this card is Want. And it shows a pair of eyes looking back at you. And I designed this image to represent someone looking in their mirror, you know, just asking themselves, is this really going to happen? I got to pinch myself. I can't believe this is happening. You know, oh my God, kind of thing. So the going back to the empty card, it's in reverse, and the introspection card in reverse. And when the cards are reversed and facing away from us in a reading, it's talking about the things, situations, and people around us that we could be experiencing. So you're going to be happening upon somebody who just needs to bend an ear, just to talk to someone, to feel better about their life, and you're going to have like a one-on-one, bond, like Mondo Bond or something, and there's some kind of word connection there, like Mondo Bond. So it's like, it could be the name like Armand or something, is the name Armando or something. Then the next card, introspection, is someone who is a deep thinker and just likes to talk about things, might be one of those impressionist painters or writers or something. The 307 card is the discoveries card, and it talks about you sort of like discovering something that is phenomenal or fantastic that you will be just like surprised by.
Okay.
And with the wand card.
7 o'clock.
What was that?
I'm sorry, my computer tells time.
Oh, okay. The wand card talks about you getting and seeing what it is that you want. So with the relationship things, somehow with the discoveries card, you know, associated with the time 703, it talks about you discovering some kind of mechanism or some kind of process that could help you for some time.
Okay.
And that's what the gears represent in the images. So this talks about how you are going to sort of like happen into a relationship with somebody who has a lot on their mind and that they need to talk about, and it will be up to you as to whether you want to like sign on to this or if it's something that you want to see happen, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is that close by or far away?
It could be a week or even starting on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that's what I have.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome, Marywood Lou. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Okay, area code 951. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I guess love life.
All right, let's start with your name.
Lori.
Lori. Okay, Lori. All right, let's have a look at that. The first thing that I see, wow, is the fertility card. Like, do you have children?
Yeah, I'm over having children. I'm a little older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this card is facing away from you, you know, in the reading. So it talks about a situation to where it looks like you could end up meeting the child first and then meeting, you know, the parent after that. And how that works is the child ends up getting lost in the store. They're crying. You take them up to the help desk or the security desk or the information desk, and you wait with them. You wait with her until the parent shows up, and then it's like, oh, thank you so much, all that kind of stuff happens. And then something will happen right after that to where you end up running into them again, and then the conversation will follow where it's like, oh, we meet again. It's like, let's just grab a cup of coffee. It's like, here we're meeting. It's like, I'm waiting for my, you know, whatever to come out, or I'm waiting for someone, you know, or something. You know how the stories go, to where they just are waiting for something to happen, like a package to come from the back, or they're having something wrapped or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it unfolding for you.
Hmm.
So you have to get out of the house first.
Yeah.
So go to the Walmart or the Kmart or something.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just getting out into the public and bumping into people gives you a chance to interact and experience new things.
Actually, I was wondering about somebody from my past.
Hmm.
Friend.
The information that I get for them is the 720 card, and that's the posing card. And it talks about someone not being who they are. So, bygones are bygones for a reason.
Okay.
So they would not be as you remember them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I apologize for that on their behalf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Lori.
You have a
Thanks
great
for
night.
Calling. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and that's area code 615. You're up.
Hi, my name is Lillian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. My question is, I just recently separated from my husband. We were together for 9 years. We were married for 5, and we've separated a couple of times. But I was wanting to know if any of my family might be hanging around that might like to give me some advice about what's going on.
Yes. And that, I'm looking at the 751 card, and it shows someone who's trying to break in to something to get a key that will open up a treasure chest or an opportunity or something. So it can also talk about breakthroughs, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So something is
that makes sense to me.
Okay. And then what's going to follow from that is that there's going to be someone who's going to be coming to pay you a visit, who's going to be like on their last dime. They're going to be looking for some kind of help or rescue or something, and that it will be a timing, like a 1-2 kind of thing, where it's one domino hits the next domino kind of thing, if you see what
okay.
I'm saying.
Right.
And through them, you will be able to, like whoever is trying to work with you in spirit will make some things start to happen for you, but it has to be part of you helping this person.
Okay, so someone's going to come to me for financial assistance?
Not really, maybe just a place for shelter. A place
okay.
to stay. It could be a couch, a part of the basement or something.
Mhm. And spirit is going to help me by me assisting this other person?
Yes.
Okay.
Because like they bring luck or something.
Hmm. Okay.
That's how it works. It's like new things come into your life, and that those new things bring new things. So I always say, to change your life, you have to change your life.
Right. So pretty much is, I really need to let go of my current relationship to let spirit help bring something new into my life?
Yes.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
Yep, and hang in there. It'll be okay, I promise.
Thank you.
All right, Lillian. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 973. Are you there?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I'm fine. I'm in New Jersey. We had a hurricane, but I'm grateful.
Lord.
I would like to know, we still don't have an electricity, but it's okay. I would like to know what you get from my absolutely amazing boyfriend, Corey.
What is it again? Say it one more time.
I would like to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Corey.
Okay. The 10 o'clock card has shown up. And that is facing you, and it talks about you getting what you want. And then the second card is the 718 card, and it's the obsessions card. And it talks about him sort of like wounded over something that's been lost or something that he can't fix or repair or undo or something.
Yeah.
So that's what you have sort of like outlined with him. And it has to do with the hurricane. Because I've just drawn the 941 card. and it has to do with repercussions, and it shows an image of a big crack in the sky.
Oh.
So it's related to that.
Okay, so I do know that he's heard about something in the past. He had a child with someone, and he's not with her, so he's upset about that. So what do you see is for us, or what do you suggest I do?
Wait and let it come to you. Because it's going to be like he got religion or he got spiritual or something, and that
yeah.
he's going to want to fix some of the things that have been happening.
Okay, do you see a time frame for that?
Could be next week.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Yes,
try.
Sir.
And
I'm
what was
sorry.
Your name again?
Tina. Yes, it's funny because thank you for helping me, even though you sound like you're a part of the presidential debate.
How's that?
Your
Do
voice
I sound like
so
Romney or Obama?
You sound like a mixture of both.
Okay.
But it's just funny how professional you are. You're like, next week, like, get yourself together.
We'll be ready.
Be ready?
Yeah, because I've had sometimes in readings, I've told somebody something and they end up coming back in and saying, it just happened.
Okay, so he's upset about something in his past. It's true. But have I done anything to make him feel uncomfortable?
No.
Okay, because I did have an ex. I have a child with someone. So I think the situation might have been similar because he had a child with someone and she's still with someone else. So, yeah, I just said no. Okay, but he's working it out.
Yeah, because I'll just tell you a quick story. I was once reading for a client. This is when I was out in public reading at a center. And the lady's like, you know, I have these two men that want me to marry them or they're chasing me. And she said, I don't know which one I want to go with because I like both of them. And I said, well, the one that you are supposed to go with, you will hear from them within like the next 5 minutes. And she's like, that soon? I'm like, yes. So we were just finishing up the reading. You know, I was giving her a few notes and some things to practice saying, you know. And as I'm talking to her, this man comes around the corner, starts walking up to her and puts his hand on her hair. And she turned around to look to slap whoever was putting their hands on her. And she turned and looked at me with like wide open mouth and wide open eyes. And she's like, Kevin, I'm going to have to talk to you later. And she ended up walking out with that guy that came up to her. She came back half an hour later. She's like, oh, my God. That was one of the guys. I'm like, well, there you go. I told you 5 minutes, and it was quicker than that. So
wow.
That's what happens to me. Within, like, the next 90 seconds, and that guy was within 90 seconds to, like, 90 days out. So when I say 90 seconds to, like, 90 days out, it's because I've experienced it within the 90 seconds after a reading.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, you know what? I have a child. What do you get from my ex? How can I handle him, or what do you see?
Let's look. Go camping.
What does that mean?
Get some hot dogs, build a fire, and put them on a stick, and then get hot dog buns. And just cook out or something, you know, like put up a tent or do a barbecue thing out in the back. I know it's getting cold and everything, but get like a tablecloth and put it over the picnic table or some kind of table that you can make up or something.
Yeah.
That's what I get. I'm looking at the 12 o'clock card. It's called Frontier.
Okay.
You can go back. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I have a child with him, so I'm trying to be cordial towards him, but I don't know what his intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And there was a person around him. Do you see, is that person still around him?
No, they are, like, across the state or across the border or something.
Oh, she left.
Yeah, and it could be that she went to Canada. Could be she went to Canada or Mexico or Europe or something.
Haiti.
That would work.
Yes, okay. And is she staying away because she was negative? Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see, is she staying away or is she coming back?
She went back because something happened with her job.
Yes, it did.
So
I know,
she may not be back.
Is she out of our lives?
It looks like it.
Okay, yeah, because her house burned to the ground. She was doing some type of voodoo or something, and I didn't want my son around her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So good. Okay, so I'm sorry. Did my ex want to communicate for the child, or was he trying to come back for me?
I would say let that work itself out. It looks like a little bit of
okay.
both.
Okay.
So the lady,
okay.
the voodoo lady, is I guess is voodone, if you see what I'm saying.
Okay, she's voodone.
Yeah, you're not voodoo anymore. You are voodone. Get out of here.
Kind of thing. You sound like you're getting ready to get your clothes out of the cleaner and polishing your shoes while you're giving this reading. You are hilarious. Thank you.
I've been reading for a long time. You know, I'm very comfortable
really?
With it. I'm confident in the stuff that I get because it happens.
Mm. Oh, well, I need to. What is the number and email to contact you for a private reading?
You can go to my website, which is templeofgaia.com, and sign up
Temple
there. I do it through, G-A-I-A. Or just Google psychic medium Kevin Baird.
Oh, you are awesome. Okay, so good. She's out of our lives now. Thank God.
Yeah. Voodone.
Voodone. Thank you. Okay, but you know what? The ex was driving her car. Did she leave the car? Did he buy the car? What was that about? Do you know?
Something about how either she was being seen in it or he was being seen in it or something.
Okay.
Not sure what that means.
Okay. Okay, good. So she's not coming back. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, so this gift, and the guy, he wanted us to move in together. But you know what, I'll just be patient, and I'll just meditate, and then you said it'll work itself out.
Yes, like I was telling the other lady before, you know, if you want to be happier than what you are right now, just say, I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now. Whenever you're thinking about how you're not happy with the way things are, you just say, I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now.
I want to be more comfortable than I am right now. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And it's okay to say it out loud, and it doesn't matter if people think you're talking to yourself or not, because anybody over 30 is old and that you're allowed to talk to yourself.
She's voodoo. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Tina.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Thank you. It was a pleasure. God bless you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to try area code 313. Are you there? Area code 313. I guess not. Okay. Well, I think that we're done for tonight, folks. Something has come up. I'm going to have to end the show early, but I thank you all for listening. And that you can find me here again next week. At 7 o'clock, I believe it is Eastern Standard Time, or at 6 o'clock Central Time. Because I'm in the Midwest now, it's hard to get the right times going. But just stay tuned. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio. And I will see you guys here next week. All right, take care and have a good one.